Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Welcome to our live broadcast. I will say that God richly bless you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. And we pray that the benefit of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you, O God, for such a great sacrifice. And we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, O God, that as you are about to teach us, O God, you clean our heart. You make our hearts so ready, O God, for your word in the mighty name of Jesus. May you bless us. In Jesus' name we pray, O God. Amen. But without the resurrection, there is no hope for Christianity. Hallelujah. And for that matter, this is the most important period, whether it is celebrated hugely or on the low, this is the most important festive period on the calendar of Christianity, because in this, that's our hope lies. Hallelujah. Today, we are concluding our resurrection period with the sermon, The Power of the Resurrection. The Power of the Resurrection. There is the power of the resurrection. Without the resurrection, there is no hope for Christianity. Without the resurrection, then there is no hope for the forgiveness of sins and for also for us to have hope of resurrecting in Christ to meet him in his glory. Hallelujah. And there is a power in the resurrection of Christ because it offers us some benefits. Hallelujah. It offers us some clearance. It offers us some hope because of the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Shall we read Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9? It said, what we do see is Jesus, who was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered the death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tested death for everybody. Hallelujah. So the power of the resurrection, the power of Christ going onto the cross to die for us, gave us authority over death, and Christ died on our behalf. Hallelujah. The curse of death that should have fallen to, you know, all humanity, millions of wayward souls, swallowing them up eternally, instead fell on the Savior, who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. That curse of death, that curse of wayward children who do not have access to the Father, that curse that was supposed to befall us, befell on Christ, who himself is the resurrection and the life. When we read John chapter 11, verse 25. So the death and the resurrection of Christ took away that burden of the curse of death. Hallelujah. So, Christ has died. He has taken our place. He has taken that curse of death, that burden of death. The scripture that we read, he said, Christ, who is God himself, became lower than angels, so he can suffer death for us. Hallelujah. And that is one very important thing. Without the death of Christ, we do not have hope. And we will all perish without having a relationship or without having, you know, a link between us and the Father. We were all going to die. Eternal death, spiritually dead. We're all going to die. But Christ stood in for us and he died so that all of us will be moved away from the curse of death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 to 17? We'll see another benefit and another power of the resurrection and the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet call of God. First, Christians who have died will raise up from their graves. Then, together with them who are still alive and remain on the earth, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. Hallelujah. This is something that we are all hoping to be a part of. Without the resurrection of Christ, this particular promise that we are all awaiting for will never have come to pass, or will never come to pass. But we have hope of rising from the dead to meet our Lord Jesus Christ, because he himself overcame death. He did it, and for that matter, we are sure that this promise will come to pass. We will rise up from death to meet our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is the power that his resurrection has given us. That in this that we have hope that we will rise up. For the Lord himself will come down. We are sure that because he arose from death, we will also rise up from death and meet him in the sky and be with him forever. Without the resurrection, there is no hope of rapture. Without the resurrection, there is no hope for Christianity. There is no hope. It is only the resurrection that has given us hope, that when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and die with him, we will be, you know, awake also in him. His resurrection has given us hope, and for that matter, we know that this scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 to 17 is a scripture that would definitely come to pass. Hallelujah. In this present day, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is of great essence to us. It is of great benefit to us. Why? Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ has made us alive with him. We are alive. We are spiritually in tune, and we have access to the Father because he rose up from the dead and he is alive. Hallelujah. Shall we read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 5? It said, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. He says he gave us life when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives each of us spiritual life. If it were not for the resurrection of Christ, then we would not have the ability to be born again. We all have the ability to be born again because of the resurrection of Christ. We would still be in darkness if it hadn't been the resurrection of Christ. And destined for a life separated from God, we would have been separated from God forever. Hallelujah. When we receive the resurrected Savior in our heart, he begins the resurrection process. The resurrection process begins just like Adam. Oh, hallelujah. Just like Adam in his fallen state died spiritually, then began dying physically. So we believers are resurrected first spiritually when on their way to complete physical resurrection at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God puts a new spirit within us. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26. God puts a new spirit within us. We wouldn't have the opportunity to be born again. We wouldn't have the opportunity for Christ for the saving nature of God to be at our disposal if Christ did not raise up from death. So we have the ability to be born again because Christ raised up from the dead. He overcame death, so we will have life in abundance. He said he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 5. He gave us life when Christ was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. The point number 2, we receive the bread of life. When Jesus Christ rose up and when he went to see his disciples, there's one thing he said. Then let's read John chapter 20 verse 22. He said, then he breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The bread of life was given to the disciples after resurrection, and the Holy Spirit was given to the disciples after the resurrection. And we wouldn't have the Holy Spirit, who is our counselor, the Holy Spirit who reminds us, the Holy Spirit who gives us the power. We wouldn't have had access to this Holy Spirit if Christ has not risen from the dead. Hallelujah. So the resurrection, we get our power from the resurrection. We get the Holy Spirit from the resurrection. He said, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And Christ in John chapter 20 verse 22, he said, then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. When Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, he used great symbolism when he blew on his disciples to receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We have the power to receive the Holy Spirit because of the resurrection. Jesus Christ ni wo no aba fa so amaye because eye ni wo ni ho enti na me no mi enu ye nya ho konkro a ote ye mu a wa ma ya ho de e tumi de ko ni de abonsam ni otan fo bonsam ni so enkuni mi no. It is just by his grace and just by the power of his resurrection that we have access to Christ, and we have his Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of God because of the resurrection. Hallelujah. We also are justified and made righteous by the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. Let's read Romans chapter 4, verse 25. And he said, he was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised up to make us right with God. He died and he was made, he raised up to make us, right with God. Hallelujah. And that is why we call his death as a sacrifice. A sacrifice that pacifies God. A sacrifice that creates a way for me and you to have access to the Father. We are justified. We are made right. We are made righteous so that we can have access to the Father. He became sin so we will become righteous. His resurrection resurrection. He said, and he raised to life to make us right with God. We are righteous only because Christ raised up from the dead. If Christ did not rise up from the dead, that righteousness nature in him, we wouldn't have access. That power in him, we wouldn't have access. That justification, we wouldn't have. Hallelujah. Christ made us just. Christ made us just because he rose up from the dead. Just as if it never happened. We were made right with God because of the resurrection. And our sins are forgiven just as they never happened. Hallelujah. And when we ask for forgiveness of sin, he is ready to forgive us our sins, and it appears as if we have never sinned before. We are made right because Christ died and raised up from the dead. Hallelujah. The resurrection gives us hope for today. Shall we read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3? All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus from the dead, now we live with great expectation. Hallelujah. We live with great expectation for one day to meet our King in the air. Hallelujah. When we read the First Thessalonians, he said that 1 Thessalonians verse 4, 16 to 17 said, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, Christians who have died will rise up from their graves, and then together with them, we who are still alive, remain on the earth, will be caught up. So it is only the resurrection that gives us this hope. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, all praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus from the dead, now we have great expectation. Hallelujah. Death is the most hopeless thing, but to us, his death is the most beneficial thing. His death is the greatest sacrifice that gets us close to the Father, that gets us close to our Lord. His death is the most beneficial thing for us, because through his death, our sins are forgiven and we are made right with the Father. And also, it gives us the hope for tomorrow. If we have any hope, we have hope because Christ raised from the dead, and we will one day be awakened to meet him in the skies. That is the power of his resurrection. That is the hope that his resurrection gives us. That is the mercies that his resurrection gives us. Without this hope, we would have been very pity, people of pity. We wouldn't have any hope, and even the worldly people would have been better off than us. But because of his goodness, we have this hope in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 6 again? The resurrection of Jesus Christ provides us victory. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus Christ provides us victory. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he raised us also from the dead along with Christ, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Hallelujah. When he raised Christ, he also raised us. He also gave us victory. This is the surety that when you die in Christ, your fight, your weight will never go to waste. You will definitely be awake. You will definitely be arisen in Christ so that you will be seated with him. Hallelujah. This is the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. That when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And his resurrection is giving us hope that one day we shall be raised from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. His resurrection has put us in that pedestal that God is preparing for that day that we will meet our Lord. His resurrection is the only thing that gives us that hope. We are hopeful because Christ resurrected. Because what Jim Kwana would do when you are Tonesono, oh, we now sorry, Nessan so sorry, no. Wamawo to me be, Wamawo any da swobi, Wamawo any da swa, a tresses, a wusu wa, Ubenyanka. Hallelujah. Usu wa oba sorry. Omo eni da so se tresem na oka ewo First Thessalonians no ebebem. Hallelujah. Na tresem na eka no kane keno ebebem. Say yan sunu First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Say yan sunu ya ye wo no aya ye wo nkoma de bi beba Jesus Christo e pie. Ah, yeah, yeah, tia se any woman will win ya bakushiano. Hallelujah. That is the hope we have in him. Without a resurrection, we do not have this hope. And nobody will be able to give you this hope. That when you die, you have the opportunity of being raised from death to be with your Savior. Jesus Christ wo no eho abamfaso amamene omi no eho abamfaso yasitemu eho bebamfaso dankwama asitra no so emu Jesus Christ enkunim na odi wo Calvary no eho abamfaso ama ho eno ni ye ni daso se se ni daso ni ni ho no manka me no omi no ye ho ye mobo like we are so pitiful. If Christ has not risen up from the dead. And that is the hope and that is the victory we have. That one day we will also have the opportunity to be awakened and to be with the Lord. Unya mobo is answer wa jin kwano ababe bia kwaya amawo and kwantye na mao the opportunity for your sins to be forgiven. His resurrection, his death and his resurrection has become very important, gracious and beneficial to us. And that is why I say that this period is of great importance to us. And it is a period that we need to reassess our life and really find out if we really have Christ in our life. Do you have Christ who has risen from the dead in your life? Is it the Lord and personal Savior of your life? Is it the one that is taking care of you? Is he your Savior? Is it the one that you take instructions from? Do you know him? Does he know you? This is the time for you to ask yourself those critical questions so you can be a part of those who will benefit from his resurrection. Will you benefit from his resurrection? Do you have a relationship with him so that say oh who sorry to me no not the man one more what jinedi no I will win the swore ni mono usubenya se and kwajini bi. You need to reassess your life so that you are sure that Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, so you will also be a partaker of the benefits of his resurrections. His resurrection is our hope. But his resurrection cannot be your hope if he is not your savior. If you have not accepted him, his resurrection will not be of any benefit to you. So this is the right opportunity. When the whole world is highlighting on the death and the resurrection of Christ, ask yourself, do I know this man, Jesus Christ? Do I know the Savior of the Lord? Do I know the one who came to die so that my sins will be cleansed, so that I'll have an opportunity to have a relationship with the Father? Do I know him? Do I know the only begotten Son of God? Do I know and have I accepted him as my Lord and Savior? He said, unless you become born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you become born again? And is he reigning in your life? Give him that opportunity to become the Lord of your life, so that the hope that we have in his resurrection, will be your portion. Shall we be upstanding? Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, Father, you will have raised up from the dead, so we will have hope, so we will have our sins forgiven, so we will also rise up from the dead to meet you. Father, may we assess ourselves, and may we, Father, come to your mercy seat, asking for forgiveness of sins, so that you forgive us, cleanse us, so that we will be partakers of the benefits in your resurrection. Have mercy on us, cleanse us, and deliver us from the path of darkness. May your death be of benefit to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Beloved, let us hear from you and let us know that you do follow our teachings, you do follow our messages. Write to us and we will be so great to share the power of God with you. Shalom, peace, and the mercies of God be with you. Amen.